Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satsvarupa Dasa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada was very strong in his denunciation of materialists. He would denounce even big industrialists as thieves. Everything belongs to Krishna, he said, and the capitalists or communists have taken far more than their God-given quota. Sometimes, when disciples heard Prabhupada's criticisms, they wondered how they could repeat such things to the non-devotees. Prabhupada himself spoke with businessmen, and on those occasions, devotees would see his successful method of explaining to self-centered men the concept of Isha-Vashya, a God-centered society. On a morning walk around White Rock Lake, devotees pointed to Srila Prabhupada, the mansion of one of the world's richest oil men. The white building on the spacious property was barely visible in the distance beyond the lake. Prabhupada didn't take much note of it as he walked along the shore, which was bordered on the water side with tall palm grass, while the road before them was littered with paper and beer cans. A devotee described how he had tried to approach the oil billionaire to give him a Bhagavad Gita, but he had been successful only in giving a copy to one of the friendly entrance guards. "What would you have said," asked Prabhupada, "if you were actually able to see him?" About 10 devotees walked with him, and one spoke out, "I would tell him that we have a school here in Dallas, and that actually we are model citizens." "What else would you say?" Prabhupada asked. One devotee replied that she would invite him to visit the temple, and another said he would bring him prasadam. "No," said Prabhupada, "you should say to him, you are a big thief. You have taken for yourself so much oil, which all belongs to God. So now you will have to be punished." Prabhupada's followers felt embarrassed that they had not given Prabhupada such a strong answer, and they were also surprised. As the quiet morning walk continued, Prabhupada went on to say that one day the Lord of Death would come for the oil billionaire and no entrance guards could stop him. At that time, no matter what the richest man in the world might say, death would take him away to face his karma. Not long after Prabhupada's visit to Dallas, the Texas billionaire died. Some of the devotees remembered Prabhupada's words and how they were never able to approach the man. One of the devotees present on the walk was Dayananda Dasa, who vividly recalled this whole incident years later, when he witnessed Prabhupada in the presence of a wealthy industrialist. The scene was Mayapur, and Prabhupada was taking his morning walk on the roof of the residential building. Jayaprataka Swami introduced Prabhupada to a prominent businessman who had come to visit from Calcutta. Speaking in English, Prabhupada greeted him pleasantly. "I am pleased to see you," said Prabhupada. "Thank you for coming to Mayapur. So what is your factory?" The businessman from Calcutta, a heavy-set man in an immaculate white dhoti, kurta and vest, spoke in a loud voice. "I manufacture glass," he said. Prabhupada reflected. "So where does the glass come from?" The man was now walking beside Prabhupada along with other devotees and friends as they circumambulated the roof, talking and viewing the surrounding flatlands of Mayapur. "It is from silicon," the man replied. "It is from sand." "Yes," said Prabhupada, "but who owns the sand?" The Calcutta man was not only an intelligent businessman, but he was pious and could understand what Bhaktivedanta Swami, as Guru, was driving at. He said, "Oh, the sand comes from Bhagavan." Prabhupada replied quickly, "Oh, you are stealing from Bhagavan?" Prabhupada's retort made everyone laugh. Even the industrialists could not help but join in the laughter. After the quick exchange, the Calcutta businessman dropped toward the back of the group and others came forward to ask Prabhupada their philosophical questions. Prabhupada's morning walks were often this way, fragmented conversations with different guests and devotees who would come forward and ask Prabhupada some query. He would answer one after another, sometimes developing different themes or going from one theme to another. After walking for about half an hour, the industrialist again moved to the front for another round of questions with Prabhupada. He had been considering what Prabhupada had said and he felt a little guilty. "Swamiji," the man offered, "although I may be taking from Bhagavan, but I am giving in charity also." Prabhupada smiled and replied, "Oh, you are just a little thief." Again, everyone on the walk laughed at Prabhupada's last word on the subject. Srila Prabhupada showed the practical application of the theoretical advice he had given in Dallas. Thank you. Hare Krishna.